hooray, another one of your contributions to our Life in 500 Words series about a turning point in your life. This one's about, well, maybe you remember this too, the very first time you did something that would become a lifelong passion. For Wendy Vowsden, her light bulb moment came when she was in kindergarten in her native England.
It's morning assembly at St Augustine's Infant School. I'm 5 years old and wearing my plaid wool dressing gown, belted tight. There's a net curtain on my head, held in place by my mother's stretchy brown hairband. I'm clutching a broom, and while I may look like a shepherd from a nativity play, it's April and our milk crate manger, ragdoll baby Jesus and cut-out cardboard donkey are long gone. Instead, I'm about to make my stage debut in The Parable of the Lost Coin. The story goes like this. A poor widow has 10 coins. One day she discovers one is missing. This prompts her to light her lamp, grab her broom and sweep the house until she finds it. When she does, she invites all her friends around to celebrate. Then she realises she spent all her coins on Chardonnay. Okay, so the last bit isn't in the New Testament. But the message is that if finding one small coin can give rise to such rejoicing, then imagine how the angels feel when even one sinner repents. Two 200 children sit cross-legged on the floor. There are some mothers on folding chairs, but no fathers. This is mid-1960s suburban South London, after all. The stay-at-home dad has not yet been invented. Although some fathers do take the afternoon off once a year to gamely negotiate the length of the school playing field in a sack. On sports day, our fathers have a sack race, while our mothers did what they could in the egg and spoon. My teacher, Mrs. Dibble, narrates the story. Determined to find that damn coin, I sweep like a mad thing, creating a pile of missed crumbs from the previous day's school lunches. Indeed, the cabbagey aroma of today's lunch is already wafting from the kitchen, and this adds a measure of authenticity to my efforts. The poor widow is multitasking, tending a stew between bouts of frenzied sweeping. I turn my attention to a deliberately hitherto ignored section of the floor. Taking my cue from Mrs. Dywell, I cry out, admittedly rather more loudly than we had rehearsed, and some younger children take fright. But there it is. Sixpence. Right where Mrs. Dywell and I placed it earlier. I toss my broom aside, hold up the tiny coin and bellow that I must have a party. The widow is joyful. I am transformed. I may have been pretending to be a poor widow, but this wasn't the usual pretending, like pretending to play nurses or orphans abandoned at the end of the garden. This was different. 200 people had participated in the pretending with me, watching, waiting to see what would happen next. There was a gasp when I found that lost sixpence, and that gasp was an energy that exists nowhere else but in the theatre. My life on stage had begun, unwittingly created with my dressing gown, a net curtain, and a broom.
Wendy Vowsden and her early, glorious, heady moment in the sun that led to a lifelong love of the theatre.